I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un stressed that his country will never abandon the nuclear weapons it needs to counter the United States, which he accused of pushing to weaken the North's defenses and eventually collapse his government. Kim made the comments during a speech on Thursday at North Korea's rubber-stamp parliament, where members passed legislation governing the use of nuclear weapons, which Kim described as a step to cement the country's nuclear status and make clear such weapons will not be bargained. The law included a provision that requires North Korea's military to automatically execute nuclear strikes against enemy forces if its leadership comes under attack. Kim also criticized South Korea over its plans to expand its conventional strike capabilities and revive large-scale military exercises with the United States to counter the North's growing threats, describing them as dangerous military action that raises tensions. Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest reigning monarch and a symbol of stability in a turbulent era that saw the decline of the British Empire and disarray in her own family, died Thursday after 70 years on the throne at the age of 96. The palace announced she died at Balmoral Castle, her summer residence in Scotland, where members of the royal family had rushed her to her side after her health took a turn for the worse. A link to the almost vanished generation that fought World War II, she was the only monarch most Britons have ever really known. Her 73-year-old son, Prince Charles, automatically became king and will be known as King Charles III. It was announced British monarchs in the past have selected new names upon taking the throne. Charles' second wife, Camilla, will be known as the Queen Consort. More at VOA News.